I want to open with a personal thank you to the committee for considering me for this job. This is my first big audition for a church, so hope I do okay. But I'll try not to let that get in my way this morning. I've been telling people that I'm embracing the uncertainty. I either get it or I don't. I will be okay, and y'all will be okay. I am a child of the 70s, but the 60s were there. I was too young for most of the 60s. But in about 1967 or 8, my mom said, "Charlie, come watch this TV show with me. I think you'll like it." The first thing I remember of this, and I was about 5 or 6 years old, was this music. Ding, ding. And then these words came out of my TV set. Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise, its 5-year mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life, new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before. In 1967, they said, man. Okay, we'll let them have that. And that show, Mr. Spock especially, my hero, it just gave me a vision of unimaginable possibility. I was talking about this with my best friend. He said, you know, Star Trek, for some reason, in the midst of all the end-of-the-world apocalyptic science fiction out there, it has remained consistently positive. Now, I don't think he's seen the new Star Trek Discovery series, but anyway, there we're still working it out. That was, so Star Trek was my early childhood epic, but at the same time, my father was a Pentecostal preacher, preaching the gloom and doom of the end of the world and hellfire and the Antichrist. I remember watching a TV show, another TV show of a preacher, and he had this gigantic chart that went from one end of the stage he was standing on to the other, God's plan for the ages and all the terrible things that were going to happen as soon as Jesus came back and took all the true believers away. And I was terrified of missing that little rapture, you know. So I repented pretty regularly to make sure I was good with Jesus. I gave up on that Jesus at one point in my life, but came back later and said, you need to go into ministry. That's for another sermon. But when I lost that fundamentalist, dogmatic, end-of-the-world theology, I needed a new one. And the next real story that filled that gap was that story that I read to the children about evolution, about the interconnectedness of nature. I began to believe in evolution, and I began to believe in that bright future that Star Trek promised me. And then things have changed. It's harder to be optimistic these days, and I don't think I'm the only one. Every good epic needs a supervillain. Know any? And yes, there is that big bad supervillain out there. Despoiling. It was interesting, as I was hearing this song, My Life Goes On, from prison and dungeon, I was thinking of children in cages. And while that big villain out there is worth fighting, we each have our own inward villain. I know I do. That part of me that wants to just give up, get what I can get for myself, and can't do anything about all that other big stuff. And I was impressed and with the mention of the student organization PASC, I think you said it was, and how they're intervening on behalf of students of color. I don't know Milwaukee, Wisconsin, I don't know this county real well. I looked at your statistics, it's about 4% in Waukesha County are Latinx, and about 1% African American. And I imagine Heartland and wherever y'all live, because I understand most of y'all travel to get here from outside Heartland, is probably less than 4 or 1% people of color. And yet, you're doing the work. Back to the big stories. Star Trek. The end of the world, God's plan for the ages, and the epic of evolution. What about human beings? What's our big story? There's a lot of sources to look for this. History being, of course, the biggest of the big stories in some ways. I remember a philosopher said that history isn't a scientific discipline. It's an art and an ethic. You look at what's happened, you figure out, you weigh your probabilities, did it really happen, did it not, and then you construct a story that's more or less true as best as you can. And hopefully that story will help you understand where we need to go. What are the challenges now in the present? Because how were those big bad villains in the past defeated? How have we gotten to where we are, and what can we do to move beyond? Now, Unitarian Universalism doesn't have a creed. We have our principles. But the principles are good. I would change a few of them, but they're pretty good. But what tends to inspire me, and here I'm going to have to pull out my device again, are the sources. And I'm going to invite you to open your hymnals. We're not going to sing. To page, I think that's 9, 8, 9, 10. We the member congregations, you see that there? Very early part of the book. But below it, you see the living tradition. And I'm going to actually read from the modern version. This is from the 80s, I think. And we've updated them a bit. First is direct experience of transcending mystery and wonder. Connects us to all the other religious traditions that have it some sense of transcendence. Words and deeds of prophetic men and women, that actually was echoed in the song, one of the songs that we heard this morning, challenge us to confront powers and structures of evil with justice, compassion, and transforming power of love. That's one of my favorite lines in this passage. Wisdom from the world's religions which inspire us, Jewish and Christian teachings which call us to respond to God's love, humanist teachings which counsel us to heed the guidance of reason and results of science. And then the last one that's been added, spiritual teachings of earth-centered traditions which celebrate the sacred circle of life and instruct us to live in harmony with the rhythms of nature. One of those architects who built the city of Chicago used to say, make no small plans, they don't have the power to inspire. So we made a plan, and it's big. So big that we probably often wonder if we can pull this thing off. And the truth is we can't alone. This Sunday, around the United States, there are congregations just like yours, Unitarian Universalist congregations. There are even progressive Christian and Jewish and Buddhist congregations that are meeting today. The United States has a reputation as a church-going culture, but the truth is less than 50% are in a church on Sunday. And yet, that's pretty big for an industrialized nation. Most of the more industrialized nations of Europe, much smaller statistics. And so religion continues to have a purchase, and we are in a time of cultural shift. Religion itself is being significantly rejected by the younger rising generation. Atheism has doubled, which isn't a bad thing. We're Unitarian Universalists. We love our atheists. But it's a sign that the things in the past that worked have quit working for a lot of people, and they need something new. And I honestly believe Unitarian Universalism has something really special to offer to a generation that is walking away from traditional religion. But we need to unpack it, we need to repackage it, we need to redesign it for the 21st century. Make no small plans. So the grand epic, I called this, it's going to be epic. The grand epic has a past that includes your origin. How did you get here? A present that is broad and inclusive of a wide variety of voices, particularly those voices that have been excluded and pressed to the margin. Of course, a villain, a threat. Because behind the villain that we can see with our eyes, there's climate change, ecological destruction, intensifying poverty and inequality. The villains are real. But there is also hope and faith and passion in that, my dear friends, is what we have to work together to fulfill. And in these dark and uncertain times, we come together to tell our stories. How far we've come, how we got where we are, where we want to go, and how we're going to fight to get there. If I were to rewrite and make my own epic TV show, it might go like this. Life, our final frontier. These are the voyages of the Earthship Unitarian Universalism. It's centuries-long mission, explore strange new worlds, seek out new life, build a new civilization, and boldly go where no one has ever gone.